The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, so many people were crowding together, they're trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secrets that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light. But you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. Thank you. Good morning, boys and girls. When I was 10 years old, my mom made brownies. How many of you like eating brownies, right? They're really good. I love brownies. But my mom had to go and run an errand. So my older sister was in charge. My mom said, I will be back in about an hour. Whatever you do, do not eat the brownies. I didn't listen to my mom. And I thought I was really sneaky, and I decided to eat a brownie. But what I did was I left a trail of brownies all along the floor. So when my mom came home, she right away yelled, "Who ate the brownie?" Now, I wanted to hide from her. But she knocked on my door, and I opened my mouth, and I had brownies all over my teeth. And I couldn't hide the fact that I didn't pay attention to what I was supposed to do. So, boys and girls, does Jesus notice everything that we do, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. He sees everything that we do in every second of the day. And it's the same for us adults. No matter what we do, Jesus notices us. And that's what this gospel is about today. Jesus is telling us to be people of Christ always. We shouldn't just behave when we're in the church building, or we shouldn't just be nice when we're in front of our parents. We should be people that always choose to make the right decision. So today we have a choice to make. We could choose to do good things, or we could choose not to do good things. How many of you in here want to do good things? Raise your hand. Very good. Very good. So remember, Jesus loves us, and he knows the good person that you are. So let's just bow our heads right now, boys and girls. Let's all bow our heads, and let's ask Jesus to bless our day so that when the day ends today, we could be truly proud of the decisions that we make.